not a contest. It was the second day of wrestling practice for my grandson. The coach is a no-nonsense kind of guy. While practicing the bear crawl, the youngsters were all over the floor and unorganized. Coach called them together, put them back in even lines, and told them they were not in a race or a contest. Afterward, things moved more smoothly. Later, as my grandson ate his dinner, he turned on the TV and began to head to his bedroom for a project he wanted to work on while he ate. His attempt to multitask gave me the same reaction the coach had. Slow down. This isn't a race or a contest. However, it seems that our society is constantly pushing its members to do more and do it quicker. One of the hardest things for me to do while attempting to help other Christians grow closer to Father is to help them learn how to shut off their own thoughts. It can be a nearly impossible task, and the younger the generation, the harder it is. This time period on earth is filled with information overload. Any subject that comes to mind can be researched immediately, even from the car. If you live in a smart home, you can do everything from controlling the lights to starting the laundry just by a few words to your phone or watch. But even in the days long before the internet and wireless devices, the same problem plagued the human race. We are so busy in our heads trying to solve the world's issues, designing the next big thing, or perhaps reviewing the past, that sometimes we don't even realize that we can apply the brakes. So Father gives the order, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10, NIV. What happens when we learn to truly become still on the inside is the start of the most important relationship we will ever have. When you allow Him to speak back, you leave room for conversation. That is true relationship and where we should be striving to live. Psalm 46:10 tells us that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He'll prove it if you'll concentrate only on Him. Be still and know.